Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Binchtown TV. Today, we're back. Since we missed the fall of the House of Usher so much, we're back to do a full Mike Flanagan character draft. We've got me, Kathleen, we've got Luke, we've got Paul, and we've got Jimmy. So the whole squad is here, and we are going to shed blood today to fight for our favorite Flanagan verse characters, the Gan-Gan verse, as Paul would say. So couple rules. These are just from the five shows that he dropped on Netflix, so none of his movies like Hush or anything like that. So we've got The Haunting of Hill House, The Haunting of Bly Manor, Midnight Mass, Midnight Club, and now The Fall of the House of Usher. Number two, this is a funky one. So we were, you know, Flanagan ages up and down his characters so much in his shows. We had asked, okay, is Nell Crane one character, or is Violet McGraw's little baby Nell Crane one character, and then Victoria Pedretti a second? So we are going to separate the actor. So really, when we're picking someone, you would have to say, okay, I pick Victoria Pedretti as Nell Crane, and then Violet McGraw is still wide open for the choosing. Now, we are either going to do four or six, depending on how we're feeling. I have a feeling we're going to want to do six each. And the order is as follows. We've got Jimmy making the first round draft pick. Woo-woo. Then it's going to be Paul. Then it's going to be me. And then it's going to Luke. And he's going to wrap it around. And we're going to go the opposite way. So any words that you guys would like to say before we jump in?
Just want to preface this, that if you're listening to this, this type of draft is going to be very chaotic, because a Flanagan type of draft, there's not like a consensus of who the best characters are. This isn't like Game of Thrones, like John and Danny are going to go first. So if you're listening, I hope don't let like our opinions hurt your feelings or anything like that. We're just going to be, we're going to be picking all over the place. Like I have no, my first overall could be Kathleen's 10th. So like, we have no idea how this is going to turn out. This is a test. Either way, it's going to be fun as hell.
I also have a feeling I'm going to have horrible recency bias, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and guys, hit us up. Let us know on Binchtown TV Pod on Twitter. Email us. Join our Discord. The link's in the description. Let us know who wins. Let us know who you guys think won the draft. Luke really wants to know if he won, because he's the Kathleen's very competitive, but Luke's the most competitive.
My pick for the draft, we recently did a draft, which you can find on Binchtown, where we did like top build characters, best top build characters of all time. The consensus through Binchtown was I had the worst one, but I feel like, and then as it got wider, like I think I started winning a little bit. Like as
people were
on Twitter.
I posted on our YouTube community tab as well, and Kathleen started getting some props from the homies.
Meredith Grey always brings it home.
She's also an iconic character, though. She is.
Yeah, she is.
Small little warning, if you haven't seen any of these shows, you might get small spoilers just because.
Yeah. No, I would say you get pretty big spoilers.
Pretty big spoilers? All right, we're going all the way.
Just because sometimes we might have to say like something that actually is a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try not to do anything insane, like no like deaths or anything like that, but.
Well, that's kind of hard, though.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll give spoilers. If you're listening, you'll take spoilers.
Okay. And with that, we are going to jump in. James, who is your number one draft pick? Let's hear about it.
All right, guys. This one was tough. Luke was cracking me up in the group text because he was saying that he thinks he can slip by. He might be able to get his top by the time he's number four. And then he's going to wrap around. And I really wish I had the wrap around, because it really hurts my heart to not be able to pick who Kathleen, I talked to you last night, and in my head, I had a different number one.
Okay.
So my number one is going to be Victoria Pedretti's Nell Crane.
Stupid.
I'm going for it. Luke's favorite girl. I don't know if that's who your number one overall would be, Luke, but Haunting of Hill House is, in my opinion, and I think all of our opinions, the best Flaniverse show. We're all Flannies here. We're all gangs here. And Nell Crane's character is the glue that keeps everything together. The reveal with her, just the acting from Victoria Pedretti is just amazing. You feel for her so bad.
Let's just say her first acting debut. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, that was her first. She was young, and she's from around us. She went to Pensbury in Philadelphia area, and like she's younger than me. She's like Luke's age or something like that. And the Hill House came out like 5 years ago. She must have been straight out of college or something like that.
Her reveal is one of the best reveals in television history. I mean, you could probably say movie history as well. It's just an amazing TV show and an amazing cast. And I feel like she was the brightest spot and of all the bright spots. And that's all I'm going to say. Nell Crane, yeah. Number one for your boy.
Great first pick.
All right. I am going to pick one of Carla Gugino's characters.
You bastard.
And it is going to be Olivia Crane, a.k.a. Yeah. Hot Mama. She is the best. Haunting of Hill House. I mean, her acting was just absolutely insane. If you've seen it, I don't need to explain it at all. You know exactly what I'm talking about. She was so intriguing and entertaining and didn't know what the hell was going on. She's Hot Mama. So how could we not?
Mm-hmm. We love you, Hot Mama.
Well, I'll say that was my original first pick overall. I had her as my own. And then I felt like that might have been a little bit of a bias on my part. So obviously me saying it would have been my first, you're not off at all. But I felt like I might have biased it a little bit. So I tried to, in my head, logically go for Nell first. It's a great pick.
Thank you for leaving her for me. That was amazing.
Two great picks, and since I was third, I absolutely knew I was not getting either of them. Like, if those aren't in the top four picks, that's insane. So I hate to keep it on the train, but from The Haunting of Hill House, Kate Siegel as Theo Crane. I mean, come on. Just so fucking good. I think she has, like, the coolest power of all the Cranes. I mean, I know they don't really go into powers, but the gloves of it all, like, I thought she was awesome. She was savage. The speech she makes and the monologue she makes after the scare in the car on the way to Hill House when she says she couldn't see anything and then all that thorough fucking shame she felt. Oh, my God. I mean, when I get to that part, I'm just so excited every time. So great acting. She kills it in every role she is with Flanagan. It was tough. But Theo Crane, for sure. My queer icon. Love her to death.
You guys great are the pick. Worst. It's so hard going fourth. Like, Jesus, what a drop off. Okay. All right. So I am going to, for my wraparound picks here in my first round. Oh, God. Okay. I'll take Verna, also played by Carla. She was the best. And if I couldn't get Hot Mama, I was going to go for Verna just because she gets so highlighted in the newest Usher show and her acting's amazing. She's just one of Bingetown's favorites, most iconic actors around in any show we cover. And she was just in her bag. She was so funny. She was so dramatic. And then the twists and all of it coming together in the end, I just thought Verna was one of the most memorable characters that Flanagan's ever wrote. So she's going to be my first pick. And then in my wraparound, this might be a little bit of a surprise, but the more I thought about it, I really think that Bruce Greenwood as old Roderick was arguably my favorite acting performance across all of Flanagan. It's debatable because some of the characters already picked were probably up there for contention, but the amount of amazing monologues given, especially like the Lemon monologue, the one about death, like everything that this man touched in Usher, I was just gripping. I was on the edge of my seat, and it even blows my mind more to know that he was that last minute replacement of the original older Roderick actor, because for me, he was like the glue for this show. And he was one of the best parts of Usher, making it my second favorite Flanagan show. So I will have Verna and then older Roderick. So my characters hate each other.
Those are strong.
Very strong. And since Luke is one of my favorite family members and he picked old Roderick, I'm going to have to go with middle Madeline for my pick.
Oh, no. Okay? I love it.
Madeline Usher, played by Willa Fitzgerald. I mean, Jimmy and I talked ad nauseum about this, but man, we love Willa Fitzgerald. MTV Scream, we're like two of the only people in the world who's ever loved and watched it. And we love it. So when we saw she was coming to the Flaniverse, we were so excited. And some of the line reads that Flanagan gave her and her performance were just so sharp, so funny. I like a badass woman, especially in like the 70s or whatever, who was just like not taking any shit. She kept young Roderick in line. I mean, I know old Roderick could take care of himself, but that younger Roderick needed help. So our girl Madeline, 10 out of 10 performance. And I was happy to have someone so high from Usher in my list. That cements that Usher was a friggin' phenomenal show.
And she carries the back like two episodes of her time period in for Usher. Mm-hmm. She was so good. And I agree. She was a top six character for me too.
This is tough, man. This is really tough.
It's where boys become men right here, these rounds.
Yeah.
I can't wait to become a man.
All right. I am going to go with a Midnight Mass character.
Don't do it.
And it's going to be Sheriff Hassan.
Ooh, okay.
Great.
Raul Coley. Wow. I mean, I have all of his roles down here on this paper because all of his roles are amazing. But something about him playing the sheriff, I mean, that actually he had some of the best touching monologues in this one specifically. He's so good. He was such a delight to have on the screen whenever he was on there. I feel like we were always really happy to talk about him. So he is one of the standout ones of Midnight Mass to me. So I'm going to go with the sheriff.
And I mentioned this whole topic to Alki, a friend of the pod, and that was one of his top picks, Paul. So he loves
great.
That.
Wow.
He loves
that. Okay, great pick. Yeah. All right. Two picks for your boy. Let's go. All right.
It's Christmas.
I'm going with Father Paul from Midnight Mass.
Damn.
That's what I thought Paul was going to say.
I was hoping that
I thought you were stealing
him.
Yeah, I thought you were stealing him. So Father Paul, Hamish Linklater, I mean... Luke, I think I agree with you now. Bruce Greenwood takes the cake for me as the best acting performance of all of the Flanniverse, and that's tough to say just because of Nell Crane with Victoria Pedretti and Carla Gugino in a lot of her roles, and even Henry Thomas as Hugh Crane as well. But I just think that until Bruce Greenwood came up, my top was Hamish Linklater's portrayal of Father Paul. He was the big, big bright spot to me for Midnight Mass. We talk about how Midnight Mass started really, really strong, and it kind of fell off towards the end. I think he stayed bright the entire time. Whether the reveal of Midnight Mass was something that we could guess easily or not, it's okay. I really think that it was a great show just because he shined, and I'm happy to have Father Paul on my roster.
Would you have picked older Roderick if he was still here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I probably would have picked him.
Okay. I don't know if we want to talk about hindsight stuff, Luke. If your two picks were available, let's see. So you went with Verna and Roddy. I would have went Verna and Roddy. Maybe Roddy and Young Madeline.
Validation, baby. Or, that's validation.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have. Willa Fitz was on my. Yeah. Okay. So on the roundabout, I am going to go.
Who gave Jimmy this power? Who did this?
It's good. I'm having fun, guys. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Arthur Pym.
No,
okay? Yeah,
great pick.
Arthur Pym, Mark Hamill. Another one where it's getting to the point with Flanniverse where it's hard to just say this is the best acting performance when I'm talking about Bruce Greenwood or talking about Hamish Linklater, because it's really starting to stack up with a lot of acting performances. And Mark Hamill, we talked about on the podcast, Arthur Pym was a non-supernatural character that was arguably one of the most menacing throughout the entire series. You were scared of this guy. The voice change that Mark Hamill did, one of the goats of voice acting, I thought it was perfect. The ending with Arthur Pym's character with Verna, perfect. I'm happy to have Arthur Pym, man. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah, nailed it.
I'm so mad at you. That was 100% going to be my next pick.
Let's go.
No way she's going to do that, right? Or he. All right. I am going to jump back and stick with The Fall of the House of Usher. This guy has a bunch of names. Rufus Griswold, a.k.a. Rufie Grizz, a.k.a. Love the it. Grizz. In real life, Michael Trucco, such a piece of shit. One of the biggest, like, morally worst characters in all of Flanagan shows. But he was talking about how the sheriff was a delight to have on screen. He was a delight to have on screen. He was such, like, one of my favorite lines is, and this is going to be a spoiler, last episode of House of Usher, when he's saying, all right, come on, you can be whatever you want in the company. I'll give you whatever title. And Madeline goes, I'm thinking COO. And he goes, well, okay. Oh, I mean, fuck. I mean, that's a good long-term goal. That is, like, one of my favorite line deliveries. Plus, he has so many good monologues of just being a POS and the mindset of high level corporation, how they run shit in the day. Mm-hmm. He was so good. So
I'm shocked how he didn't end up on my team. But also, Paul, do you think that he's one of your favorites because you probably had a good intro episode to him around like episode 4 when he's like in his
yeah. Because I he had so much screen time for me because I watched him like
Gang
basically
style.
Double up. Yeah, double
Paul
up.
Paul thought he was going to be a main character because he was on the screen so much in episode 4.
He was in the quote unquote pilot.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Great pick, Paul. Some of these like were really not even on my radar and they absolutely should have been. I think I was going off the dome instead of like really combing through the IMDb's to be like, duh. But I'm happy with mine. So I have Theo, I have Madeline. And for my number 3, I am going to pick Owen from Bly Manor, Raoul Coley. Yeah. I was going to pick someone else first, but I have a feeling they were not going to pick him, her. So I'm going to make sure I get Owen first because what a sweet boy. Oh, my God. Is he not the sweetest boy in all of Flanniverse? Like, seriously.
I think he is, but I can
Luke.
Argue a character,
Luke
too.
Luke is the other sweetest boy. In
what about our boy Mark from Club?
Oh, yeah. He was sweet. I liked him, too. Sweet. No, yeah. But not as good as Owen. Owen is so
guy.
Charming. I've said this, but iZombie is one of my favorite shows. Raoul Coley is such a charming bastard. Like we were just watching the Black Cat episode of Usher with my girlfriend, and we both were like, he is so handsome. Like, oh my God, is he handsome? And his chemistry with Hannah Gross and the kids and everyone, like he's so dreamy. And I thought that he was heartbreaking and just so good in that show. So I'm going to go with Owen by Raoul Coley.
Nice.
All right, you made my picks easier because that was definitely one of my two turnaround picks here. So what I will go with, because I'm not leaving this draft without a Kate Siegel character, so I will be taking Camille L'Espana. Nice. I don't know how to say her name.
Love that.
She was fantastic in Usher. One of my biggest complaints of the show was that her episode was so early that we didn't get enough of her. But the look, 10 out of 10. The attitude, 10 out of 10. The monologues, amazing. And then even the little quips that Jimmy, I know we were cracking up over, like, nobody talk to me till I come twice. Like, yeah. She was just so funny. And then she's like renaming KevBot, like all this stuff. Like she was so good on the screen. It's okay that she didn't get as much because every second we got of her was just pure, just amazingness. It could have maybe worn out, but she was so good in Usher. So I will be taking Camille.
Love that.
Damn
and
it,
then
Tina.
Yeah.
It's Tina because it's funny. Why don't you get it?
struggling a little bit with this next one between a couple characters, but what I'm going to go with is actually probably a little surprising, but I'm going to steal from Kathleen Danny, in case we're going her. I don't know.
No,
but I will be taking Victoria Pedretti as Danny.
Me.
And the reason I'm like saying it like that was because Nell's my actual favorite character in the Flanagan universe. So I need to get some representation because Victoria is so good. And while Bly was probably my third favorite, so, you know, right in the middle of all the Flanagan shows, when I think back on it, I don't even remember how I felt in the moment, but I think back on it, I feel like Danny was such a good glue to that show with her weird ass accent or just like ditzy self. But then it turns out really well in the end. And that's the show that I think is the opposite of Midnight Mass, where I was a little sketchy about the journey. But I thought the last two episodes brought it together amazingly versus Midnight Mass, the opposite. So, like, you know, I thought Danny really came together. Her story was good and I like her a lot. So that will be my next pick. So I have Verna, Older Roderick, Danny and Camille.
Nice.
All right. That's a great pick because I'm piggybacking and Jamie from Bly Manor was my pick. Yeah. So
I knew that was yours, Kathleen.
I was in the process of coming out of the closet when the show dropped and when we were covering it, I was still locked in there. Even though I wasn't acting like it on pod, but Jamie and Danny are just one of the best like portrayals of queer love on screen I've seen in a while. In Amelia Eve's debut for Flanagan, she fucking crushed it. They dressed her well. I loved her accent. Her and Danny's relationship was perfect, and I wouldn't change a thing. So Jamie, for sure, because I knew you guys were not going to pick her before. Like, you were going to pick Owen or Danny or someone before you picked Jamie. So I knew I was kind of safe, and I had to get Owen in there before one of you stole him from me.
Nice.
Are we done? Oh, should I read my things off? Are we going to go 5 or 6?
We're going to do 2 more. Come on.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. I am actually going to stick with Bly Manor. And I am going to go with, I think, the least amount of screen time out of any character. But, I mean, the character I think about the most when I think about Bly Manor. And that's going to be Viola Willoughby.
Nice.
A.K.A. Big spoiler if you haven't seen it. the original Lady of the Lake. She is absolutely incredible. I don't know why, but the entire episode where they give that backstory was like my favorite episode. It was almost like a short story within like the bigger picture story. That's the number one thing I think about whenever I think of Bly. I thought the mystery was so good, and like I don't think we would ever have guessed it, but the payoff was so cool. And I just I think she was terrifying, like as a creation, as like a creature. Like what a scary, when her face just gets washed away by all the water. It's like, oh my god.
I was gonna say that episode alone just escalated my opinion or elevated my opinion on Bly Manor so much. That was gonna be my next pick. I thought I was safe as hell picking the Lady of the Lake.
The way she like yeets Peter Quint with just like a stiff arm.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
All right. So before I make my picks, are we going five or six?
Six.
Six.
Okay. So I'm going to have two more now and then one more at the end. Okay. So I'm going to start with my two picks in a row. Let me actually tell you guys where I'm at just in case you're not following along here. I have Nell Crane, Father Paul, and Arthur Pym. So I'm going to go first, Hugh Crane, our boy Henry Thomas. I'm going with Henry Thomas' version. Okay. I obviously knew Henry Thomas from movies he was in. And, you know, he freaking was a supporting actor with Leonardo DiCaprio and in the Gangs of New York. And he was in E.T. And obviously I know who Henry Thomas is. But this brought Henry Thomas back into the spotlight for me, at least. And I think for a lot of people, I think this is what brought him back. And I'm glad he's been a Flanniverse guy ever since. This acting performance as Hugh Crane, he's the loving father. He's devastated. It's just all over the board. The scene where he shows back up and he's got the blood all over him and he's just glassy eyed after his wife is dead, all that kind of stuff. He's just, this performance to me is another top one for Haunting of Hill House. So I'm going Henry Thomas, Hugh Crane, and then I'm going to go with Bev Keane, Samantha Slan.
No!
From the Midnight or from Midnight Mass.
Damn it.
Now, this is 100% my introduction to Samantha Slan, besides being Steven's wife, which she didn't get enough there, but I'm glad that got her into the Flanniverse and then gave her a chance for Midnight Mass to have a spotlight. And Bev Keane's a top hated character, and her acting performance as Bev Keane is amazing. Mm-hmm. You love to hate her. You're rooting against her like crazy. It's funny. I didn't think I was going to have two Midnight Mass characters, but I'm happy to have Bev Keane. Samantha Slan kills it there, and it pretty much sets her up for her quote unquote not liked character as Tam for Usher.
She's like a Joffrey type.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Great pick, James. She was on my list. Bastard.
Thank you.
I honestly, like, she's one of my favorite characters, but I feel like she did such a good job that I hated the character so much. I was like, I don't want her on my list. Like, get her out of here. I don't want to hang out with her. All right. Going into the number five spot. Another recent character from The Fall of the House of Usher. I am going Frederick Usher, a.k.a. Froderick, a.k.a. Fredzo. Just the best. We talked about it on the coverage. You know, episodes one through five, you never guess how his story would end. That was such a crazy development. And the whole, you know, his death, just the reference to the pit and the pendulum and Verna and everything getting involved there. One of the best death scenes, honestly. He was just entertaining. Him and his damn bowling alley in the house, freaking
yeah,
sniffing every other sentence on coke. He was incredible. Yeah. So I'm going Fredzo.
Nice.
Oh, this is obviously our boy Henry Thomas.
Yes. Yeah,
the range from Henry Thomas in the Flanniverse is crazy. He's done like every genre for the Flanniverse.
Okay. So I have two picks left. So far I have Theo, Madeline Usher, the middle one, Owen Jamie, and I am going to choose kind of a side character from Hill House, Robert Dudley. I think that Robert Longstreet is such a great mainstay for Flanagan, like him being Billy Longfellow, is that his name? In Usher and stuff, and the janitor in Midnight Club, and anything he's been in Flanagan, he always packs a punch whenever he plays. And strictly like in Hill House, he's great the whole time, but in the scene where Hugh is finding all the mold in Hill House, right? And they don't know where it's coming from, and Dudley is helping him. And Dudley gives the speech about how his mother went nuts in Hill House, and now his wife, Mrs. Dudley, started going nuts as well in Hill House, is some of like the most powerful stuff. And like, it really, you learn so much about Hill House. Like, that's a pivotal moment of Hugh's character being like, oh fuck. Because if you remember in the beginning of that monologue, Robert Dudley is like, maybe you should get the missus out of the house a little bit. And he's like, you can mind your damn business. And then he goes on the spiel, and it's incredible. It's like, gives me the chills just thinking about it. So I just like adore him and think that he's great. So I'm going to go Dudley as my fifth pick.
Nice.
Two more here. I guess we're getting a deeper cuts. Not really, I guess, for this next pick. I'm surprised she's still on the board, but with my fifth pick, I will be taking Hannah Gross by Tania Miller.
Nice.
And from Bly Manor, if you haven't seen that one, she is incredible in this show. And she is, it's so sad in hindsight to like realize what her whole story was, but she was so relatable. She was right there with Owen as just like the lovable background character that really made things work and connected everything. And the look is great too. And just everything about her in this show, she adds to the mystery because she's always like spaced out. You don't know what's going on. She gives clues here and there. She's just a great part of that show. And she's one of the first things I remember when I think about Bly Manor. So I will be taking Miss Hannah Gross as my fifth pick.
Nice.
Love that.
Okay. So I'm sitting with Verna, Older Roderick, Camille, Danny, and then Hannah Gross. And then with my last pick, which might be a little surprising, but
don't,
this is
it,
the final pick here. No, I'm not. I'm going to be taking a Midnight Club member.
I
will be taking Natsuki, played by Aya Arakawa.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys were going to go that way, so I knew I was pretty safe taking Natsuki. I'm taking Natsuki because for a couple reasons. She was great on screen, but the main reasons I'm taking her is one, like her relationship with Amesh turned out to be like one of the most like entertaining things in the back end, or one of the most touching emotional things, I should say. And then also she had by far my favorite short story, which also included Henry Thomas in one of his most chaotic performances I've ever seen. And like the twist of her story, like just blew my fucking mind with the tennis ball. Like all of that was so good. And then she was just great. And then I'm happy that she was good enough in Midnight Club to even be brought into Usher as one of Camille's assistants. So like clearly Flanagan agreed that she's a great actor. So she's going to be my final pick. So that rounds it out. Verna, Older Roderick, Camille, Danny, Hannah Gross, and then Natsuki.
Love that. Okay. You only have one guy on the list. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All females besides Old Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between Amesh's character, like the sweet Amesh versus Perry, is funny.
He's got range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is so funny because I wrote down 10 names and they're all gone except one. So I crushed it. You guys did great. You picked all mine. I got to pick mine. So I'm going to keep it on the Midnight Club. And I feel like, Paul, I'm stealing from you. I'm going to go Anya, which, again, Ruth Codd played Juno in Usher. So funny. Just great comic relief. So good at what she does. And then heartbreaking as well. I said this on an earlier Usher pod when we were talking about Ruth Codd, but on one of our Midnight Club pods, I literally said, like, who's your favorite character and why is it Anya? It's just so obvious. She's the coolest kid. She's like a mainstay at the house and like was given the main, I can't even remember the main character's name, but given her shit. And it was great. We knew she was going to come around and be the best character. So yeah, I'll end it out with Anya, meaning I have something from someone from every show except for Midnight Mass.
Mm-hmm. Anya was my next one up too, so.
Yeah.
Flanagan debut, right? Was as Anya.
Yes.
So that was going to be mine, but close second, which both of you guys just talked about, was Amesh by our boy Sarya and Sepkota. I mean, I almost had Prospero in here, but I feel like Amesh just was so good. And whenever I think about him, I always think the one thing that he was most heartbroken about was that he would never be able to get to play the new PlayStation.
Yeah.
And that's just like, just such a little thing that you don't even realize, but it means the whole world to somebody else. And just that little aspect of it to go along with, you know, him trying to romance Natsuki and everything that went along with that, and how he's such a gentleman in general, and his birthday on the beach, that scene.
What were they singing?
Yeah.
They were singing
Green Day song, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Good Riddance.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
He was amazing. So yeah, I'm going to end it with a mesh. So my whole list ends up being Olivia Crane, aka Hot Mama, Sheriff Hassan, Rufus Griswold, Viola Willoughby, Fredso, Usher, and a mesh. So I got one from every show.
Nice. And I will say for a mesh, his story was the video game story, right? With Raul Coley and Michael Trucco. That was great. That was a great
definitely
story.
A great story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, James.
All right, let's round it out. I wish I could have gotten one from each, and if I really wanted to, I probably could, but I think I have a strong answer here, and I'm going to go with Madeline Usher, Mary McDonnell from Fall of the House of Usher. I really, really wanted Will Fitzgerald. I loved Will Fitzgerald's portrayal as Madeline, but I think that they both played off each other so well with, I don't know if they talk to each other before the show. I know a lot of times they do, and a lot of times they don't, depending on how they are as actors, but Mayor McDonald's scene with Carla Gugino towards the end where they have that one-on-one, and I don't want to get like, too into it, obviously. I know we've been throwing spoilers, but yeah, just the crack in the neck and the I'm sorry, and then the let's get down to brass tacks. Like, what can I do here? Like, what? Let's make a freaking deal. Let's fix this deal. That whole conversation, you know who Madeline Usher was from the start. Badass boss bitch. She's my final pick. And she's a strong final pick, if I do say so myself.
Agreed.
All right, read that final list again, Jimmy.
All right. So my final list is Nell Crane, Victoria Pedretti from Haunting of Hill House, Father Paul, Hamish Linklater from Midnight Mass, Arthur Pym, Mark Hamill from The Fall of the House of Usher, Hugh Crane, Henry Thomas from the Haunting of Hill House, and Bev Keane from Midnight Mass, Samantha Sloyan. And my last pick was Mary McDonnell, Madeline Usher, Fall of the House of Usher.
Nice. We did almost all my characters. The only ones I had written down that were even consideration, Leo Usher.
Yeah,
I liked young Augie. I had Aaron Green and Riley Flynn just as like very loose backups as Midnight Mass characters.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I just reading off my honorable mentions. I had Tammy and Bill T. Wilson.
Bill, baby.
Both young and old Augie Dupont. I mean, he was great. Older Hugh Crane, Papa Crane, so good. And then Peter Quinn from Bly Manor.
What a savage.
Yeah,
well, wasn't
Peter
douche.
Quill
such a douche?
wasn't the one of the ghosts from Haunting of Hill House your boy Paul? Didn't you like the trench coat guy? Or was it my making
the top?
Yeah, that's the trench coat guy for Luke.
I actually thought about it. I had Lady of the Lake, so I had, one monster. Yeah.
So I had Leo Usher from Usher left, Riley Flynn. I had Luke Crane on there, older Luke Crane. Not the young one, sorry, Kelly.
Oh, I thought you meant young, like no girls allowed.
Yeah. And then I had older Augie, and then I had just as a sweet boy Mark, QB1.
I love Sweet Boy Mark. I liked Spence too in Midnight.
I like Spence too.
I never said this. I don't know why, but older Augie is from Supergirl, and I meant to say it a thousand times, and then I just never did. But he's like, he plays the father of one of the main characters, so he's in it for a while. Yeah, he's
nice.
Good. It was nice to see him in this because in Supergirl he plays like an alien coming to Earth, so he doesn't know what like any of this shit is, and he's kind of just like confused all the time. So it was nice to see him in like a heavy hitting role.
If anybody's seen John Reacher, I think that's what it's called, with
Jack Reacher,
sorry, that's what it was, with Alan Ritchson, the new one, not the Tom Cruise movies, but the show, the young Augie is the sheriff in that, and he's great. It's like such a similar character, and he crushes it.
Nice.
Awesome.
If anyone's ever seen Friday Night Lights, Zach Gilford is QB1.
I didn't even draft a quarterback for my team. That's bullshit. I should have drafted Riley.
Yeah. You should have drafted it. You missed a QB. You went all RBs.
None of us do. Does anyone have one?
Nobody got Zach Gilford. I don't think he didn't make it on anybody's.
I got.
If he was going to, it would have been from Club. I think. I guess. Who do you think is better, Mass, Midnight Club or Mass?
I like Mass because I thought his twist was really, really good with Kate Siegel. Like that scene did not. Oh, I did not expect that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Rufus Griswold would be a good quarterback, and then Hot Mama Olivia Crane would be out receiving that shit. If I had to make, you know, a whole list.
Starting
Viola
lineup.
Willoughby would be my running back because she's just
an absolute tank. You mean to tell me that you don't think that the tall trench coat freaking
football,
can't be a wide receiver?
No, he'd be a tight end, bro. He's out there blocking.
Yeah, I guess he'd be a tight end.
One more honorable mention who probably wouldn't have made my list until maybe like 10, but Flora from Bly. So cute. Like you couldn't watch Flora without, you couldn't watch Bly without thinking of mimicking Flora, doing the accent, perfectly splendid. And what's the drink thing we would make fun of? I think Owen said it. Remember we used to say it? It was like alcohol you later. That's what it was. And then Owen, alcohol you later. That was
And
good.
Then
Poppy deserved an honorable mention too, the bopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved her.
All right. I think that's it.
Okay. So that's the episode. And we are going to post these as lists after you guys have some time to think, to listen. And then we're going to have you vote for who has the best list. So where are we posting it, James? Where can we post?
I'll put it on the YouTube community channel. We'll do it on Twitter.
Discord too,
probably. I
don't know if
you can make a poll on Discord, but probably we can figure that out.
We can like drop them as lists and then people can like favorite which one's their favorite, like separate list and stuff. But yeah, so choose who your favorite is and let me know why you think it's me. That's it.
No. Okay?
All right. But thanks to everyone who listened to our Usher coverage. It's been great to see like the community rally around this show, especially after like Midnight Club felt like it didn't get much of a following. I feel like Usher is really picking up steam and we can't wait to see what Flanagan does. One with Life of Chuck. The cast just got announced for that. It looks fucking incredible. It's all the heavy hitters. It's awesome. And then whatever else he does series wise on Prime. So any final parting words?
We're all gang gangs here. All right. We're all Flannies. We love them.
Love you, Flanny. Thanks for the ride on Netflix. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, and everyone, right. and everyone listening to this, follow the House of Usher feed. We love you guys. Just if you want to listen to anything else that we do, hit us up on Binstown TV, the main feed. But we have over 100 shows that we've covered. So we're sure there's something that you guys will like. So we want to keep you all as our listeners. So hit up our Binstown TV main feed or binstowntv.com. And join the fun with us. Join the Discord. We'll put that link in the description. Talk to us. Theories, recommendations. Tell us we suck. Tell us we're great. Whatever. We love it.
We do. All right. We are Bingetown TV. And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.